This is the CBS World News Roundup. Pilots Union claims American Airlines policy forces crews to fly with inadequate sleep.
Today's the day to be on your guard.
He looks you in the eye, curses at you, whatever it is.
I'm Lou Miliano with some surprises about road rage.
President Clinton pushing his domestic agenda and fighting lame duck status.
There's enough time this year to get the business done.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House.
Woof, woof, it's National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
You may be encouraging your employer to be a little bit more pet friendly.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Falling asleep at the wheel is one thing, but what if your pilot is sleepy or even dozing in the cockpit?
The failure of some airlines to provide legally mandated crew rest for reserve pilots has resulted in a pilot fatigue problem that is seriously compromising air safety.
Says Captain Rich Rubin of the Allied Pilots Association. USA Today says it studied pilots union documents claiming American Airlines pilots have sometimes fallen asleep because the carrier's policy on rest forces some of them to fly without adequate sleep. For example, the fatal June 1st crash landing in Little Rock when the flight crew had been working more than 13 hours straight. American Airlines spokesman Chris Chimes, though, questions the report.
I can't comment on the specific facts in the USA Today story because we haven't been told these things, and they're based on anonymous facts. No pilot names, no flight numbers.
American Airlines claims its rest policy exceeds FAA requirements. A sunny late Friday afternoon on an urban highway with only moderate traffic. AAA says studies of police reports show that's when incidents of road rage are most likely to occur. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is with us live this morning.
It runs against conventional thinking, all the ingredients that go into trouble on the highway. But as I can show you, the proof's out there. You might think heavy traffic, bad weather, and the morning rush to work combined to set the stage for road rage. But the AAA's Peter Crescenti says their study out here on the highway says no, it's Friday afternoon, the weather's nice, and the traffic's moderate.
Moderate traffic gives people the opportunity to weave in and out, to speed up, slow down, whatever it happens to be.
Whereas heavy traffic out here forces you to keep it under control. AAA says whatever the aggression, ignore it, don't take it personally, and have it escalate into road rage. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News.
A snafu in the FBI's new system of instant background checks for potential gun buyers. The Washington Post says some 1,700 convicted felons and others barred from owning firearms have been able to buy weapons. The FBI says the background checks didn't link them to their criminal records until after they were sold the guns. With the Kosovo War won, President Clinton will be shifting the focus back to domestic issues today. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president will use a Washington speech and a news conference to challenge the Republican-controlled Congress to move on Medicare reform, Social Security, gun control, and other issues. Facing the extra early focus on next year's elections, spokesman Joe Lockhart said the president would repeatedly push the domestic agenda.
He's going to be an activist president until the last day he's here. There's plenty of time left.
But George Washington University historian Leo Rebuffo contends Mr. Clinton is already a lame duck.
I think in terms of major domestic legislation, he's not going to get it.
In a campaign warm-up, Republicans accuse the president of setting issues for Al Gore. The White House says the GOP is trying to score political points. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
NATO reports an Italian peacekeeper has died after being wounded accidentally when a weapon discharged. 14 civilians have also been killed in Kosovo the past 24 hours. And CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports retaliation is all around her and sometimes hits close.
Serbs are finding out just what the Kosovar community experienced over the last few months. Midnight executions, targeted looting, even being forced from their homes by armed men, this time by Kosovar rebels, not Yugoslav soldiers. But Kosovars are also finding themselves, as some, if not many, Serbs did, watching crime by their own kind and feeling powerless to stop it. Looters hit a Serb residence in my building last night. I ran into them on the stairs. With no NATO troops nearby, all I could do was walk past them and their ill-gotten sofa. One followed me up a couple of flights, and I, like Kosovars and Serbs before me, quickly got into the apartment, got behind my bulletproof door, and bolted it tight. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Pristina, Kosovo.
The U.S. embassies in Gambia, Togo, Madagascar, Liberia, Nigeria, and Senegal are dark today, shuttered temporarily as a precaution against the possibility of an attack by associates of fugitive terrorist Osama bin Laden. State Department spokesman James Rubin.
We have information, sensitive information, that suggests to us that the course of prudence is to close those embassies that might be the subject of a threat.
The situation will be reevaluated over the weekend, and the embassy embassies could be reopened by Monday. Heaviest fighting between Israel and Lebanon in 3 years. Beirut blacked out as Israeli jets pounded away at power stations and bridges. Residents of northern Israel huddling in bomb shelters. At least 7 Lebanese and 2 Israelis have been killed, with more than 50 people wounded since the fighting flared yesterday. It's the end of the world, at least for another world, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick.
35 years after it debuted, the NBC favorite Another World will air its last episode today.
Another World had a lot of fans, and those people are really grieving. It's like losing a friend.
Lynn Leahy of Soap Opera Digest, even Tom Eplin, who plays Jake on the series, can hardly believe it's come to an end.
I'm not a big crier, and I just welled up. I go, I cannot believe that that's over.
It's not necessarily the show's storylines that did it in. It's the need to attract younger viewers. NBC canceled it to make way for a new soap called Passions. But Another World will go down in the soap opera record books, introducing Brad Pitt, Faith Ford, and Kelsey Grammer, and airing nearly 9,000 episodes. Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
You might see some new faces at work today, furry faces, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
You know how much your dog hates to stay at home alone. Well, bring her with you.
Patches.
It's Take Your Dog to Work Day.
We thought this event would be a fun way for dog owners to show off their fur kids and hopefully inspire a dogless coworker to give a dog a good home.
Kay Calzolari of Pet Sitters International says your boss might suddenly feel more generous.
Maybe consider enhancing his benefits package to include some type of pet vet care or supplement pet sitting bills.
Since studies show absenteeism drops when people can bring their pets to work. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
With new first quarter figures showing the economy growing at a 4.3% annual rate, the Dow Industrials this morning, right now, are up about 82 points. A solemn ritual at Sacramento's B'nai Israel Synagogue. Some 300 people gathered to bury 5,000 holy books damaged a week ago in an arson fire. Rabbi Mona Alfi explains that in Jewish tradition, any book that mentions God is thought to have a soul, just as people do, and therefore deserve a similar burial.
It's not just books, it's also the symbol of who we are. The books represent the values and the commitments that we have as a community, as a religious community, and as an ethnic community.
B'nai Israel was one of 3 Sacramento area synagogues that were torched, causing a total of $1 million in damage, but injuring no one. Investigators are probing whether anti-Semitic messages from 2 local separatist groups may have encouraged the attacks. And that's the World News Roundup, the broadcast produced by Steve Balton. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.